for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. It's been confirmed that former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed. An official in Saleh's party says he died in a road attack on his convoy launched by Houthi militants. Houthi militia and supporters have set fire to Saleh's home in the capital, Sana'a, and celebrated in the streets. Saleh's death came just days after he switched sides in Yemen's civil war, tearing up his alliance with the Houthis following nearly 3 years of joint battle against the internationally recognized government and the Saudi-led coalition. Observers are suggesting the death could escalate a violent sectarian proxy war between pro-Sunni Saudi Arabia and pro-Shiite Iran. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The meeting's part of the second China-Canada Prime Minister's annual dialogue. Earlier in the day, Trudeau visited the Beijing headquarters of China, encouraging more Chinese people to visit Canada. Next year marks the China-Canada Year of Tourism. The Canadian government's hoping to double the number of Chinese tourist arrivals next year. It's been announced Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong will visit the United Kingdom this week. At the top of her agenda, Liu Yandong and British Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt will co-chair a meeting on people-to-people exchanges between the two countries. The meeting's the fifth of its kind in a framework of the China-UK high-level people-to-people dialogue. The visit will also include meetings with officials of the British government and members of the royal family. Liu will also sign a host of bilateral agreements on people-to-people exchanges. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on all parties concerned to abide by UN resolutions connected to the Korean Peninsula. Wang Yi has made the comments as part of a meeting with Mongolia's foreign minister in Beijing. Wang Yi says China firmly opposes any action which will increase tensions on the Korean Peninsula. He says China has been working to promote peace and dialogue in line with previous UN resolutions. China slammed the attempt by a Japanese mayor to change the name of the Diaoyu Islands in the East China Sea. It's reported Ishigaki Mayor Yoshitaka Nakayama has planned to submit a proposal to the city assembly to change the city's name from Toneshiro Ishigaki City to Toneshiro Senkaku Ishigaki City. The move comes around 2 months after the city in Okinawa Prefecture announced a plan to change the name of the Diaoyu Islands, which Japan calls the Senkaku Islands. In response, the Chinese Foreign Ministry says it'll not change the fact the Diaoyu Islands belong to China no matter what Japan says. Senior officials from political parties in China and the United States have met in Beijing for their latest round of high-level talks. 50 delegates from the two countries, including party officials as well as academics, have attended the 10th U.S.-China Political Party Dialogue. The inter-party event is co-organized by the International Department of the CPC and the East-West Institute based in the U.S. The Chinese Air Force has confirmed that a surveillance aircraft has recently conducted high-sea drills in the Yellow Sea and East China Sea. The Air Force's fighter jets, airborne early warning aircraft, and surface-to-air guided missile forces coordinated with surveillance for the training. The PLA Air Force also says it will conduct such exercises under combat conditions on a regular basis. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis, who has paid a day-long visit to Pakistan for the first time as defense chief, has said the goal of his trip was to find common ground and work together. In meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Abbasi, Mattis has underscored the importance of continuing and deepening cooperation for the common objective of eliminating terrorism from the region. Abbasi's pledged continued efforts to conduct intelligence-based operations all over the country to eradicate terrorism in all forms. Mattis has also met with other top Pakistani leaders for talks on security issues that focused on anti-terror cooperation and peace in Afghanistan. His trip to Pakistan comes at the end of a short trip to the region, which also included stops in Egypt, Jordan, and Kuwait. A judge in the Spanish Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to Catalonia's former deputy leader and three others over their separatist movement. Oriol Junqueras and three others are being detained for their role in the October 27th Independence Declaration. Junqueras faces charges of rebellion, sedition, and the misuse of public funds. The first ever panda cub born in France has been given a name. French First Lady Brigitte Macron, who is also the new panda's godmother, has announced the four-month panda baby has been named as Yuan Meng. The baby panda's parents arrived at the Beauval Zoo in January of 2012. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.